How do we reach the millennials? How do we do this? If you look at history, there's always been a new emerging generation where the current generation has sweated over how do I reach this next generation? I think that we should just focus on singling up on the message. Christ will find whoever he needs to find. When we start taking the gospel and packaging it for a certain generation, then we'll find we have to keep unpacking it for the next generation. We simply say, Jesus is Lord, this is the word of God, this is what he's saying, and allow the Holy Spirit to come in and deal with the individual hearts. You know, in my humble opinion, we're just doing too much work and we're getting in the way of the Holy Spirit touching the hearts of the so-called millennium generation. Yes, they're more upwardly mobile with career and finance and all the other things that are involved in that, but they're also seeking. And what they're seeking is not the church's involvement as much as it is Christ. And that's why they go from place to place. They're looking for Jesus. And if we would come together and present Jesus, then we won't have so many seekers.
Join us for Pastors Conference, Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314.
If you believe God for a miracle, and you know we can do the impossible, shout yeah.
You're listening to the Climbing Higher radio broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
Let me see the hand of every parent in here. I don't care if your child's 50. Okay, God bless you. Put them down. Now, if every parent in here had $135 million available cash, every one of you that raised your hand, $135 million cash, which one of you wouldn't give your child $5 million? Why not? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you give your child $5 million if you had $135 million? Why wouldn't you give them $5? Not a one of you raised your hand. Well, if you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, then what makes you think your father, who said on two occasions, the earth is mine, the fullness thereof belongs to me, everything, the silver and the gold belongs to me, and he said, it's my pleasure to give you the kingdom. Why are you going around and assuming that God doesn't want you to be successful? Well, then I guess God wants you to have diabetes too. Because the moment you begin to slice into one part, you have to address it all. So if God doesn't want me to be financially successful, then he wants me to be sick too. I can't have them both. It's like he's confused. Well, let me see. Jesus died for your healing, but he also wants you to stay in poverty. Well, he wants to teach me humility, so that's why he let me get cancer. He wanted Job to be humble, but he didn't give him cancer. He gave him shingles. And shingles is not cancer. I had it. I didn't die. But he was gracious to me. He let me have it when I was in Disney World. And believe me, Disney anesthetizes any condition. But it was sure itching. And so here now you're seeing a great light. What is the Christian life? You see, through a series of clandestine teachings, the devil has taught us lies. He realizes he cannot keep you from God because you're elected by God and the Spirit will draw you to God. But he teaches you lies so that you won't live your Christian life to the fullest. And you will accept his lie and believe that God's plan for you is less than the best. And simply say things, well, you know, praise the Lord, you know, God doesn't want me in over my head. No, he doesn't. But he gives you wisdom to make good choices. So I'm showing you a light today. Rub your eyes. I know it's hurting. It's like coming out of a dark room and now you're out there in the sun. It takes a while to adjust to this. But see, I need you to carefully examine. Someone said to me once, they said, you ever notice how there aren't too many, if any, real word of faith churches in this area? And you ever notice how the word of faith preachers don't come to this area much? Do you know there's a curse over this area? I got a brother who tries to break the church, the African-American church in this area. He tries to break them out of this mold, and he has been fighting uphill on a muddy slope for years, and he tries to bring the people to levels of faith. But this area, the Mid-Atlantic region, is under a significant curse of ignorance. You find the word of faith prosperity teachers operate in California, Oklahoma, Atlanta, Florida, North Carolina, but it seems like when they get to the Mid-Atlantic region, New York, Pennsylvania, Delaware, New Jersey, it seems like there's a spirit here that keeps our people from succeeding. Now, every now and then you find one, but not to a great degree. Why is it that this area is under such a curse? Well, partially there's a historical context. This area was founded by William Penn, and it was founded along Christian principles. But there are some other issues that are historical in its theology that we have to understand. I will tell you that churches in this area, particularly spirit-filled evangelical churches, are finding themselves in darkness. You find that we are word-rich, but spirit poor. You'll find that our teachers and our way of teaching the Bible is extremely restrictive. It's doctrinal, but not practical. And that's why our Bible institutes and our Bible schools in these regions don't thrive like they do in other regions, because we stick to that letter so much with phrases like, I don't care what nobody say, I'm going to say what the word says. And we're really not saying what the word says. We're saying what we think it says based on our level of faith. So if I don't believe God heals, do you think I'm going to teach it? You cannot rise above your theology. If I do not believe that God can deliver you from demonic possession, then I'm not going to teach spiritual exorcism. If I don't believe that God wants you to be financially well off, then I'm not going to teach it. Now, how do I get around it from a biblical perspective? I say general statements like, God doesn't want everybody healed. God wants some of you to be sick so that he can teach you a lesson. My brothers and sisters, if God wanted some of us to be sick, then why put the stripes on Jesus' back? Since everything that Jesus went through was for everyone who believes, then the problem is not with the cure. The problem is with the application. See, here's what I believe. I believe that God's optimum way of doing things is straight from the kingdom. God wants to heal all of us. But since he knows that our faith and our ability to receive is hindered and hampered, he gave us medical doctors and nurses as a show of mercy. That was his mercy. Doctors are his mercy. But in the kingdom, he does the healing. So 3 John, when he writes this, he says, I wish above all that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. In other words, God wants you to do well. Now, this is going to cause the eyes to extend and the pupils will further dilate as truth comes in. God's task is to set before you opportunities. That's God's task. God sets before you, as he so boldly declares, an open door. In other words, there are seasons and cycles where I do something, but if your eyes are stuck on old archaic teaching, you will never see what God is doing, and you'll wind up frustrated by saying, I don't know what God is doing. I guess I'm just here. And God never wants you to be stuck in anything. Oh, Lord. People who sat in darkness saw a blinding light. Go to Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah 29. Let's look at the heart of God. Let's examine the heart of God. Let's examine the heart of God. Jeremiah 29, it's a good book, good book, good book, good book. Everybody should read it all the way through. But Jeremiah is the prophet of God that has been called from his mother's womb. So many people like to say that, child, I was called from my mama's womb. God bless you. God bless you. That's nothing to play with. If you say you were called from your mother's womb, that means you don't have a life. That means you were born for God. Jeremiah didn't go around doing his own thing. There, Jeremiah didn't have a whole lot of female companions. Jeremiah didn't have parties. Jeremiah didn't have a life. He was called from his mother's womb to be an irritant to the people of Judah. And through this book, God begins to teach us that he will no longer tolerate sinful behavior. And as a result of it, the last stage of chastisement, the last stage of chastisement is God having you come into bondage, you being moved out of your land. The first warning is when God holds back reproduction. The women don't give birth. The people are pretty much stagnant in their growth. The second thing is the absence of rain, no rainfall. Why? Then the land won't reproduce. If the people still walk in disobedience and refuse to repent, God allows an outside power to pull you out. Now, how does that work in our practical lives? Well, number one, when we're walking in disobedience, God causes things to happen in your immediate surroundings. You start seeing that things are going woefully wrong and you lack the power to control them. The final part of it is God will raise up a Pharaoh, a new Pharaoh, to harass you in your workplace and in your life. God is trying to get your attention.
If you believe God,
for a copy of this message in its entirety, call 215-885-2585. And when ordering, request ID number 4517A. Today's message is available on CD for $9 and DVD for $14, which includes shipping and handling. The Climbing Higher TV broadcast can be seen on WBPH TV 60, Sundays at 7:30 p.m. and Monday through Friday at 7:30 a.m. The telecast can also be seen Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday on WMCN TV 44 at 7:30 a.m. WMCN is available on Fios, Comcast, and Broadcast Television. To visit one of Bethel's Sunday services, join us at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue in Wincote, Pennsylvania. Services are held at 7:30 a.m., 11:30 a.m., and 6 o'clock p.m. Live streaming of our services takes place Sundays at 8:15 a.m. and 12:15 p.m. Prayer and Bible study are held every Wednesday beginning at 7 p.m. For more information, visit us at BethelDeliverance.org or download the Bethel Deliverance app at the Apple Store or Google Play. Thank you for tuning in to the Climbing Higher broadcast with Bishop Eric Lambert Jr. of Bethel Deliverance International Church, a place where miracles still happen.
And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Are you ready? Learn how to prepare your church for 21st century growth at Pastor's Conference hosted by Bishop Eric A. Lambert Jr. This one-day session is designed for pastors with congregations who are reaching for the manifestation of God's glory during these last days. Pastor's Conference will be held on Saturday, July 15th, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 2929 West Cheltenham Avenue, Wincote, PA. To register, call 215-885-2585, extension 314. Registration includes continental breakfast, afternoon lunch, and conference materials. The manifestation of God's glory will be poured out on this church. Are you ready?